Hi, this is Colleen from Pets on Cue. This week we're going to be talking about TikTok versus Reels with an account that has over 2 million followers on TikTok. And the last video they had on Instagram Reels hit 7 million views, and it's brand new. The Oreo Cat Official and his mom, Tina. So, this week we're going to be talking about TikTok and Reels and what's going on in the social media industry. We have Tina, the owner of Oreo Cat, on Instagram, TikTok. You are most famous for TikTok. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you went viral on TikTok?
I started TikTok back when it was Musical.ly. So this was about 4 or 5 years ago. So you can see his tail every so often.
I'm out of it.
That's pudding. So I started back when it was Musical.ly. And the reason I started is because I have some young nephews who were really into the app at that point. And one of my nephews, he knew that Oreo was already on Instagram and Facebook, and he followed Oreo. So when I saw him, he's like, Auntie Tina, you have to join TikTok so Oreo can be famous. And I was like, oh God. It's like, I don't know if I really want to get into that. It looks like a lot of work, but I felt bad. So I was like, okay, I'll join for you. His name is Franco. And lo and behold, the first video that I posted was featured.
Wow.
The second video that I posted was featured also. And Musical.ly, now TikTok, reposted my video to their Instagram account, which also had millions of followers. So within a week, I went from zero to like over 30,000 followers. Like it just kept going up and up and up and up. And within the first year, I was over like 500,000 followers. We would constantly get featured by TikTok. And at the beginning, I was like, I wasn't really sure what to do with the app. I had a huge learning curve, you know. I was on Vine before TikTok, and we had 200,000 some odd followers on Vine, and then Vine closed down. So I was like, okay, well, I guess now I've got to do Musical.ly. So I kept going with it, and as I went along, I learned more about what the app itself was about, what videos worked, what videos didn't work. But at the beginning, I was not posting anything in particular. I was not posting anything special. But as I learned more and more how the app works with using the sounds and using the music that's in the app and creating videos that go with the music or the sounds, I started making little skits with Oreo where we would take someone's sound that they were talking, and would be Oreo would play 3-4 different characters, and it just exploded. I wasn't expecting it to at all, you know. So thanks to my nephew for making me join, because I probably never would have.
Yeah. Is that what makes TikTok so unique for you? Or
I think TikTok, like at the time that I joined, there wasn't any other app like that. Mm-hmm. It was really different, and it was really fun. And I totally understood when I joined why all the kids were crazy about it. You could do anything on TikTok, anything goes, you know. You could post the stupidest video ever and it has a chance to go viral, you know, like everybody had the chance to be famous. The fact that you could just go on any random person's account and use that person's sound, that would generate a lot of likes and shares and stuff for people who were nobody, you know? So I can understand from the kids' point of view why it was so great, you know? So yeah, like there was no other app like that at the beginning. So that's why I was enjoying it as well, you know?
Do you notice a big difference between TikTok and the other social media platforms?
Yes, definitely. I think TikTok, well, right now, TikTok has become so saturated that it's kind of hard to get anywhere on it. But at the same time, the people who have been there since the beginning are still there. And it kind of makes like a little community, a little family, which you don't always find on other social platforms. Like I'm on a lot of them. And there's not a lot of them where I'll go in and I'll actually answer comments or respond to questions and stuff like that. On TikTok, you can make videos where somebody asks you a question in the comments and you can make a video to answer that question. You know, there's no other apps that have that either. So like, it's a different way to interact with your friends.
I actually did that once, and that video that I interacted with someone ended up going viral.
And like, people love that. It's a different way to be able to interact with them. And when a fan sees that you've posted their question, they freak out. They're like, oh my God, I'm famous now, you know? So it's good for them too.
Like, what are the best practices for someone who wants to get on TikTok now? But I think that's the biggest question that we got was, I don't know how to use it. It's so overwhelming to me. I know Instagram, or I know Facebook, and that's where I'm sticking, or YouTube, and like, I don't get TikTok.
TikTok is the easiest one. That's what people don't realize. Mm-hmm. As far as like the UI, as far as the interface, as far as the buttons, as far as what you need to do, it's super easy to use. It's almost foolproof. You know, there's not a lot of stuff in TikTok. You got your effects, you got your video recorder, you got your music, everything's there. It's very, very easy, which is why a lot of kids use it. The thing with TikTok, what makes it difficult for a lot of people, I think, is that it's very, very hard to stay relevant. And I always say this to people who ask me, like, what's, you know, how to become famous on TikTok. You have to stay relevant. It's really, really difficult to stay relevant on TikTok because the trends change overnight. You know, the hashtags change, the trends change. You have to constantly be following all of these trends. Sometimes I'll pick them up before they get into the featured hashtags. Sometimes I'll only pick them up afterwards. It's really difficult. It's very fast paced compared to Instagram or Facebook or whatever, where sometimes things seem to go for a longer time. TikTok, it's like one day it's this and the next day what was yesterday is gone and it's something new, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're unable to adapt to that, then you're gonna drown, you know. And that's it. Like for Oreo being a pet account, it's even harder to stay relevant because we can't do all the hashtags with pets. You know, I've constantly got to come up with a different way to be able to fit my pets into that trending tag and cross my fingers and say, oh, I hope this goes somewhere. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, you know. So.
Well, that's awesome. It seems like you've definitely nailed what to do on TikTok. And has your relationship with Oreo changed since being on TikTok? With, do you have to train him to do stuff? Do you have to, I mean, because you've been on it for years now.
Yeah.
So well with it.
Yeah. Well, I think TikTok was the reason why I began to train Oreo, because once I saw how well we were doing, I was like, okay, we really have to put the time in and go somewhere with this. So once I started creating the little skits with him, that's when I started training him to do things like tap on something with his paw to point at something. I trained him to sit, to stay. So not many things. Like, he's not trained to like roll over or whatever, but if I say sit, he sits. If I say stay, he stays. If I point to something or I make a motion with my hand, he'll point to the object. It took me a long time to do that, but it was worth it because I used it in like so many videos. So, and of course, getting him to wear like the little hats, having him stay still to wear the hat, because I don't tie the hat to his head. I just put it on his head. So if he moves, it falls off. Yeah. So he's got to sit still, get him used to wearing the bow ties or the bandanas. It took a lot of work.
That's a really great tip, because I think a lot of people will like force their animals to wear something and they feel totally uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I don't force him at all. Like, I'll see how he feels with it. I know he doesn't like anything that has sleeves. He's okay with bow ties and bandanas, anything like a collar, he's fine with. And the hats, he doesn't seem to even notice it because I make them myself. It's just a light felt little thing that you put on his head. But he definitely doesn't like if you tie something to him, so I won't do it.
Well, that's good. I have to get into all the questions that we've been getting this week about TikTok. Because I think the number one question that I've gotten, and I have a bunch of them written down, is should I still use TikTok with everything that's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Like for me, I'm Canadian, right? So whether it gets banned or not, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. My account is still going to be there. I'm in Canada. We're still going to have access to TikTok. So of course, I'm going to keep using it. Mm-hmm. As far as the ban in the US, from what I've learned, because I follow the TikTok blog very closely on this, the app itself is not going to be banned. What is happening is that monetary transactions with the parent company ByteDance are going to be banned. So that opens a whole can of worms because TikTok has 1,500 employees in the US and ByteDance owns a bunch of other companies, you know, including like a teaching app and everything. So what are going to happen to those employees? I don't know. And my reason to keep using TikTok is to support those people at work at TikTok. You know, I have a partner manager that I've, you know, that I've had for a little while now. He's awesome. And I feel terrible for these people. Like it's gotta be so stressful for them, you know? And I've told them, I'm like, whatever you guys need from us as TikTokers, like, let us know. We'll stand behind you. This is our app. It's our home, you know? If it weren't for TikTok, Oreo wouldn't be where he is today. So I have nothing but good things to say about it, you know? I'll definitely stand behind them. So I'm going to keep using it just to say, I love the app. I'm standing behind the app. And I'm standing behind the people who work for the app in the US, you know, especially. So
that's a nice position to stand behind. So we have like a few things that have happened in the news and I just have questions on the screen. So I'll keep turning back to it.
Sure.
Because it's located in China. I just don't think people understand what's happening overall with TikTok and what, where all of this information and why the ban is coming to the United States or if it will happen. And, you know, with the forcing to sell to Microsoft, that's one thing that might happen.
Or Twitter.
I heard that Microsoft, that deal would be closed September 20th, which isn't too far away. That was in the news most recently, but I don't know what's going to happen. It's just kind of, I think a lot of people are afraid that it's like the big people are monopolizing in the United States. And I think that's what a lot of TikTokers are afraid of.
From a lot of people's, a lot of TikTokers' point of view, I don't think this thing is about TikTok itself. You know, there's obviously some ulterior motive there. I don't think it's TikTok, you know, like, If TikTok is going to be banned, like social media may as well be banned too. Like it doesn't make sense. You know, all of these things about the information leaks or whatever or like that. Do you know how many other apps there are from China that are like exactly like TikTok? You know, you don't hear anything about them. There are apps in the US
too. It's like 200 million Americans too.
Yeah.
And that's why it was banned. And the same thing, it's like 170 million in the US and 200 million in India. And
well, India, it was banned because there's kind of like a cold war going on between India and China. So there was a motive there for it as well. It wasn't banned because of TikTok. It was banned for whatever reason that they're having a, which I think initially is the same thing with the US. You know, I think somebody is angry about all the TikTok kids buying out all the tickets at their rally. And this is kind of what happened. Very honestly, that's what I think, you know, I think that's how it started.
I mean, and one other question, because I don't know enough about this, but of selling of information. I think that's where a lot of people are hesitant to go on TikTok now is because that's what's in the news and that's what's in the press now.
TikTok has always had issues with privacy since it was Musical.ly. It's not the first time that they go through this. They've been through it already. And they have implemented amazing changes. Every time they come to a wall like this, they always make the appropriate changes in order to keep their users safe. Like, I think TikTok really is probably one of the safest apps to use because they are so vigilant. They're up to date with everything, and they're constantly implementing new things. They're constantly doing their best to keep their users' information private and to keep their users safe, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think I wish that every app would work as hard as they've been working with that stuff. You know, I mean, you have to see the amount of things I see on other apps that I don't see on TikTok.
So. What do you think about Instagram Reels? Because that's like a great transition into that, because in India, when TikTok was banned, Instagram Reels was launched. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting to me that that happened.
Well, obviously it happened for a reason. You know, yeah. Instagram is not the only app that is trying to take advantage of this whole thing. There are a bunch of them right now that are trying to take advantage of this. There's, I could name five or six of them off the top of my head, you know. It's the time for it. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. I don't think the app is going to disappear, but still, everybody's preparing for the worst, which I think is fine. I think Reels is great. Instagram was smart, obviously. They knew what they were doing. They've been preparing for a long time. It looks exactly like TikTok. So
yeah.
It's very smart, you know. It's very smart of them. I think it's a great way for them to bring in Generation Z. So, because that's what the kids know, you know. Gen Z knows TikTok. Gen Z knows all of those the types of app yeah. that are alongside TikTok. So for Instagram to implement that, I think they're going to be seeing a huge wave of younger users, which is great.
Yeah. How does Reels work versus TikTok?
What I find confusing at the beginning is that you have to go through your stories to get to Reels. I find that a little bit confusing. Not everybody understands that at the beginning, but essentially once you figure that out, the mechanism behind it is the same. I mean, you choose your music, you can either make your video or upload a video, you put it to the music. They do have a few little face filters and stuff like that. There are some things missing compared to TikTok, but I'm sure that as time goes by, they'll make it more and more like TikTok, yeah. you know? But from what I see now, it reminds me a lot of what Musical.ly was back in the day. So that's what it looks like to me. So I'm having a great time and I love it, you know.
And you've already had stuff go viral on TikTok and TikTok and Reels.
Yeah.
You've already had stuff viral. Yeah. So can you talk about that and how that worked for you, or how you think that happened?
Very honestly, I think they're watching right now because of everything that's going on. So I'm pretty sure that they have an eye out for TikTokers who are jumping on Reel and they're featuring them. This is something that Musical.ly and TikTok used to do. Once it switched over to TikTok, the features kind of phased out. But this was something that used to happen all the time on Musical.ly, and it's something that the influencers, the users loved. It's like you get a feature, like, wow, you know. So Instagram picked up on that. I think it was a great idea. So getting those features is awesome, you know, especially now that TikTok doesn't do it anymore. So, you know, I think the reason why my videos were featured is because they're watching and they know that the Oreo cat is from TikTok and they know that we have 2 million fans and they know that we've been using it for a long time. So of course they're going to feature people who understand how to use this thing. And in a sense, it's helping them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
grow their Gen Z, because I think it's the boomers and a little bit an older generation is on Facebook. The millennial is Instagram, pretty primarily Pinterest, you know, but we span across. And then Z is very clearly TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's that generation's app, which I think makes it so different. Another question I got from another influencer was, how do the hashtags work on Reels? Because they're saying that when they put a hashtag in, it's not populated. Like, they don't really see it. Where do they put it? All of
them. To be very honest with you, I don't really know. I've not been using any special hashtags. It's relatively new. So I think those things are going to come in the next weeks and months to come. Maybe they'll have special hashtags that they'll feature, which would be cool. If they want to follow what TikTok is doing, maybe they'll give us a list of trending hashtags.
Yeah.
What I've been doing is just like for the first few reels that went by, I just looked at whatever hashtags everybody else was using and I put them. So the main one that showed up on like all the reels that were featured on the first day it was launched was Reels Instagram. Dr. Phil used it. A bunch of like TV stars were using it. A bunch of big TikTokers were using it. And all of those videos were featured. So I figured, okay, well, I'm going to use this hashtag and my video is featured. So I've been using the hashtag Reels, hashtag Reels Instagram. And I've just been using my regular, the Oreo cats of Instagram. I try to put different ones each time. But as far as where they're shown, I think if you click on any hashtag that a reel has,
I think what they're meaning is, and I think that time will tell because I think Instagram's going to adjust how it happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's when you look at hashtags, sometimes it's like the featured hashtags versus the unfeatured. And Instagram has that already with, you know, recent posts versus popular posts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what they're doing, but with Reels too, and only time will tell because people are still figuring out how to use it, and it's a little complex right now, so people aren't used to it.
That's it. They still don't have insights. They don't have the insights for the Reels. There's still a bunch of things that we can't see, you know, which mm-hmm. like you said, it's all going to come like in time. So for now, as far as the hashtags, the best advice I can give is look what everybody else is putting and do it too. So
that's really smart. I mean, that's the best thing you can do. That's what people do on Instagram now.
Yeah.
And on Reels too. I mean, it's just the way that it is right now.
Yeah.
You have to know your hashtags. You have to know what's trending and what's going back up if you want to stay in that community.
As far as the amount of hashtags, I'm not sure. I know that on TikTok, good practice is 3. But I don't know. On Instagram, I've been seeing people put 3. I've been seeing people put 20. I've been seeing people put none. So
I think they cap you at 30, but that could just be for regular posts. And again, they're going to change in time how that works. So other people were asking about music on Instagram because when they're trying to post in Reels, they're having issues in stories. Their music was taken away, but it's not taken away for everyone. I personally haven't heard anyone else complain about that or have an issue with that yet. I don't know if you've come across it, if any of your friends have.
Well, I think it depends how you add the music. So when you're adding music in Reels, and it's the same for TikTok, you've always got to be sure that if you're adding a song that's from an artist, let's say you want to add a song from Lizzo. Okay, she has popular songs on Instagram. Yeah. Make sure it's from her album. You know, don't use Lizzo's song from Mark McIntosh's video. You know what I mean? Because if you're using Lizzo's song from Mark McIntosh's video, well, your sound might be deleted because it's copyright. He's posting this video using this other person's song. You're taking that guy's song, and then somewhere down the line, it's going to get stuck with copyright and the sound will be removed. Sometimes what happens too is depending on where you're from. So if you're from Canada, for example, you may have access to certain songs for a certain amount of time because Instagram may only have the copyright or for that song for a number of days. It happens on TikTok too. This would often happen for trending hashtags. So they would have the rights to that music for, let's say, 30 days. And then after 30 days, the music is muted in your video. So perhaps there might be the same thing going on Instagram. Sometimes if you're in Canada, you may not have access to all the songs from the US. So if, you know, that's something that Instagram's going to have to figure out. So yeah, I mean, it's not your fault when your sound gets taken away. It's probably Instagram's fault. So unless you're using Mark McIntosh's sound. Yeah.
It's the person that stole that content and reposted. I just think people need to know that like copyright licensing is a serious thing across all
platforms. It is. Yeah, for sure. I see a lot of people using like posting videos with their own sound that is a copyright sound that's available on Instagram. Like they're posting a video with Lizzo's song, but like I said, they're not using the sound. So chances are it's going to get blocked out.
I also think people just don't know that, because that's how you do it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Is like if you're using Lizzo's song, Lizzo is the original, and yeah, then you take it off of that.
Even on TikTok, people steal stuff all the time, and then the video gets muted, and so
I think it's good to be careful about that and just mm-hmm. know copyrights. If you're using a specific artist like Drake or Beyonce,
be sure to use the right sound. Yeah.
One of the last questions I have is, do you like Reels, being part of Reels on Instagram, or TikTok more? I think I know this answer, but I have to ask. Someone else asked.
You know, I can't say that I like one more than the other, because they're two different things. Yeah. Reels is part of Instagram, and it's a package. And I love Instagram, mm-hmm. And TikTok is TikTok. So I don't know. I can't say that I love Reels more than TikTok, because Reels is Instagram and it's a package. So I like them both for what they do. Mm-hmm. Just because I have 2 million fans on TikTok doesn't mean I don't like other apps as much. My favorites, my three favorites are Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So those are my favorites, all for their own things.
I think to summarize everything is that it's honestly a bit too new to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
We're just following the news and seeing mm-hmm. what's going on. And then, we should have you back and see what happens in like a month.
Yeah.
He's like, I keep getting DMs about this constantly, asking, what should we do? What do we have to do? And I'm like, it's too soon to tell right now.
But, yeah, no, it's too soon. Wait a while and play with it. Wait a while. And there's still a lot of things missing from Reels. So, give it some time.
Instagram will change it pretty quickly mm-hmm. as TikTokers are getting on and going back.
Yeah, within the first week, I've seen new features already. So,
okay. Do you have any other questions or any other facts you want to throw out there in summary of this, or anything that we missed? Maybe those are the questions that we got, and we tried to break it out for you. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's it. I would just say, have fun with it. Don't stop posting TikToks either. Keep posting them, If it makes you happy, keep doing it. So
have fun. That's it. Yeah. I mean, if you're having fun and interacting with your animal or person, whatever mm-hmm. you do on those apps, I say just have fun. And as long as the animals aren't hurting or not.
Yeah, exactly. Have fun with it.
Have fun.
I've seen a huge drop in views and likes on TikTok in the past few weeks because of everything that's going on. But
I think people are scared.
It hasn't stopped me from posting the videos, because I enjoy it. It makes me happy. Whoever is still watching it makes them happy too. So if it makes you happy, keep doing it.
But also stay up to date with the news and what's actually.
Yes, definitely.
Because we don't really know what's happening in behind the scenes. It's only what people say to you. So we'll just have to wait and see in time.
Yeah, I just hope that all the people who work there will be all right. I feel really
happy. They will. I mean, if they're in social media, they'll be able to go somewhere else if that does happen. I wouldn't mm-hmm. be all that, I don't want to say all that concerned, but there's so much social media now. But thank you so, so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Colleen from Pets on Cue. I want to give a special thanks to Oreo and his mom, Tina, for joining us today and explaining to everyone what's going on with TikTok Reels. You can follow them now, the Oreo Cat Official, on TikTok and Instagram. Their content's really creative, so if you're looking for good ideas, go check her out. Thank you so much. Have a great day.